In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Barbara Erickson. The lesson comes from the Second Corinthians. Brethren, he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord, for he is not approved who commends himself. But he whom the Lord commends, would to God that you could bear with a little of my foolishness. Nay, do not bear with me, for I am jealous for you, with a divine jealousy, for I betrothed you to one spouse, that I might present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Thus concludes the epistle. Please stand for the whole reading of the Holy Gospel, the continuation. At that time, Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him to her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also seated herself at the Lord's feet and listened to his word. But Martha was busy about much serving. And she came up and said, Lord, is it no concern of yours that my sister has left me to serve you alone? Tell her therefore to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, and yet only one thing is needful. Mary has chosen the best part, and it will not be taken away from her. Thus concludes the reading of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Today we have the great joy of entering into this feast of Martha. Martha and Mary, remember, they are the ones who are such consolation to our blessed Lord during his earthly life. Do you remember the town which they come from? Just outside of Jerusalem, just a few miles off. If you ever have the opportunity to go on a pilgrimage, maybe with our dear pastor here, to go out there, he can show you that very place where it's so close to the very place where our Lord would spend his last few hours in Jerusalem before going to the cross. And so each time our Lord made that yearly trip to Jerusalem, he found those who would care for him. Where was that place said in the reading here today? Whose house is it? Is it Lazarus's house? Not Lazarus. Is it Mary, the one who sat at the feet of the Lord's house? Obviously not her, because she's standing here in the middle. So whose house is it? Martha's house. It's Martha's house. It's Martha's house there in Bethany. It's Martha's house. The house not of Mary, not the house of Lazarus. It's Martha's house. Our Lord makes a strong movement of pointing out that it's her house there. And so what is Bethany? Bethany, where our Lord takes rest, is where Martha is. You know, the teachings of the church, they tell us that, remember, Mary is who? The servant of the Lord. Ancilia Domini, fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, right? Let it be done unto me according to thy word. She's the servant, the handmaid of the Lord. But Martha has a different moniker, a different one which she is known by. Do you know what that is? She is called what? The hostess of the Lord. The hostess of the Lord. What does that mean? What's the difference between being the handmaid of the Lord and being the hostess of the Lord? The handmaid of the Lord is to watch and to serve in any other way that they see, just to do whatever it is that the Lord commands, right? That's what Our Lady did, right? She did everything that it is. That's why it says in another place of Scripture, our Lord says, they say, blessed are you who have nursed him. Blessed are the doves which gave him suck. And he says, blessed rather is the one who follows my word, who is obedient to my word. Just like Mary was, the Ancilia Domini, the servant of the Lord. But what does it mean to be a host of the Lord, a hostess of the Lord? It means to anticipate whatever it is that the Lord would need and provide for it. Provide for it. This is the ministry of Martha here. The ministry of Martha is to find out what is it that the Lord needs, what is it that he desires. Remember in the Psalms, it says what? There's a beautiful passage in the Psalms. It says, like the eyes of a handmaiden are upon the hands of her mistress, so are our eyes upon you, O Lord our God. Isn't that what we pray so often? That's what it means to be a hostess of the Lord. Martha was always focused upon the hand of the Lord, focused on what his hand might need to do next, so that when he went to reach for it, it already happened to be put into his hand. Martha was not doing anything wrong here. She was doing exactly what was necessary to make sure that her household was well taken care of, just like you, as a good woman, as a good man, would want to do to make sure that everything that is orchestrated within your home is running well. That is good. That is worthy. That is holy. That is a call from the Lord. Yes, there is one thing that is necessary, which is to be at the foot of the Lord. It's also so too necessary to make sure that a home is prepared, that things are done, so that when the master desires something to be done, it may be done instantly and with ease. Here's a side note. Did you know that Christ Jesus lives here in your parish? Tip my hat there. He obviously lives here in the tabernacle. That's one thing. But he also lives in a person. That's your pastor. That's your pastor, Father Eric. And so too, in the same way, you have a need to care for his needs. So many of you do so beautifully. I've actually benefited from that as well. But to care for his needs as well. You see, he is what? He is your pastor, the one who's supposed to lead you. You know what his expertise is in? Obviously the liturgy, which he's really good at, and provided such a great opportunity for us to go deeply into the tradition of the church here. He's really, really good and expert, as all good and worthy priests are, at the things and the inner workings of the soul, which is why his confessional is always so full, right? Why it's so difficult to get time with him, because he knows how to speak to those things that our souls need, like a good priest does. You know what he's not absolutely a perfect expert in? the needs of the body, right? Particularly his own body. And so that's where you come in as well, to make sure that the needs of his body are well taken care of. I know you do take good care of him. Continue to do so. In doing so, in caring for the needs of his own body in that way, so too you're acting like the hostess of the Lord in that very same way, being a Martha to him, even inviting him into your homes in the ways that he has to give him rest. It was in a Bethany that our Lord took rest every time, knowing each pass that he was going to give his life there in Jerusalem one day. He knew the day was coming, and yet he took refuge in Bethany at Mary's house, because Mary's eyes were always upon his hand, focused on what would be next, so he didn't have to do it with great effort. He was always placed there. He had a good hostess who was caring for him. So too care for your dear priest here. He needs it. That expands his ministry. But in a deeper sense, you and I, our hearts, as the fathers of the church teach us, are to be what? We're supposed to make our hearts a Bethany for the Lord. Bethany for the Lord. A place where the Lord longs to come and visit. You see, outside these walls, the walls of this church, outside the parish here in St. Stephen's, we're planted here in the center of Portland, aren't we? What goes on here every night, just a couple blocks that way? Not good stuff. The things that happen out there are not a Bethany for the Lord. They're a Jerusalem. Jerusalem which kills and murders the prophets. But here this church is planted as a Bethany, a place of refuge. That's why you're here. And so too, when you find refuge and succor here, our Lord is saying, I want to find refuge within your souls. So our hearts are supposed to console and be a consoling place for the Lord. That's why we work so hard to uproot all those things which aren't God outside of our souls, to prune back all those ways which are growing in wrong ways for our souls, so that we can be like Mary. What? I need to sit at his feet and listen to him. He needs to speak. I want his life within me. To be like Lazarus. He's going to bring me to new life in there. When I've fallen asleep in death, he's going to raise me up, and I'm willing to accept that call to come up from that death. And also, Mary. So that I'm looking at his hand, finding the things that wound him most, those wounds which he took in there, and I say, I want to console you for the right hand wound, for the left hand wound, for the right foot wound, for the left foot wound, for that wound that came through your sacred side, as well as for that shoulder wound which no one knew about, to console him in all these sufferings which he endured. So too, dear brothers and sisters, we are to make our lives a blessing, our hearts rather, a Bethany for their Lord, taking it sometimes the role of Mary, sometimes the role of Lazarus, also sometimes the role of Martha. Today, as we seek to find that beauty in the role of Martha, to find those ways in which we can actually be a hostess of the Lord, paying attention to the things that he himself might need within our own heart to make them ready for him, but also for the needs of our dear pastor who brings us that very same Lord Jesus Christ in sacramental form. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.